Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Yuma Daf Pei Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today we have a very brief shiur. We are in the context of Daf Yomi, so it obligates us, so to speak, to learn Daf Pei Ches, but in our previous shiur we spilled over quite a bit onto this omit, so that we are picking up with a Tanaic source that you'll find 12 lines from the end of the perek. So basically we have 12 lines of Gemara to learn, through which we fulfill our Daf Pei Ches, Daf Yomi obligation. The topic at hand, we have a topic heading on the side, where we've written Horoya Keri B'Yom Kippur, a man who experiences a male semen emission on Yom Kippur. In our previous shiur, we involved ourselves with the topic of people who are tomei and immersing on Yom Kippur, and we focused, for the needs of our previous discussion, we focused on the issue of a Baal Keri and his being toivel on Yom Kippur. When is it allowed? When is it not necessary? We saw different opinions, and of course we highly recommend having gone over our previous shiur. We deal with the issue of immersion on Yom Kippur for Baal Keri, concerning ourselves with the issue of chatzitza. Chatzitza is an interposition whereby we want there to be no foreign substances on a person when he is immersing. And as we said, a person who experiences Keri, he becomes defiled and needs to immerse himself. And we've mentioned on many occasions, what we're talking about now has to do with the din of the Gemara, and we're not making any allusions to practical halacha, what we call halacha lemaisa. So now the Gemara. Tonu Rabbanan. Haroya keri b'yom kippurim, yored v'tovel, ula erev yishav sheif. Now this source does not make any sense, but first we translate. It says one who experiences the semen emission on Yom Kippur, he descends into a mikveh and immerses himself. And Ula Erev means after Yom Kippur, Yishav Sheif. He then rubs himself, or and the rubbing here is to rub off any foreign substances. The Gemara asks, this doesn't make sense. Lo Erev. In the evening, Mai Dehavei Havei. What was. Of what benefit is rubbing off foreign substances after you already immersed? Ela Ema, rather, restate the matter. Mi bo erev yishav sheif. That means that on Erev Yom Kippur, the 9th of Tishrei, a person should prepare himself for the event that he might experience Keri, and he will be able to immerse himself on Yom Kippur, provided there are no chatzitzas, there is no interposition, there's no foreign substance. So how does he set himself up for that? By rubbing off any foreign substance, by cleansing himself on Erev Yom Kippur before the onset of Yom Kippur, so that on Yom Kippur day, if he does experience Keri, he'll be able to have a kosher immersion. If the immersion is not acceptable, so then it doesn't fulfill Tevila requirements, and then all he's doing is essentially bathing or exposing himself to water, which is strictly forbidden on Yom Kippur. Tani Tano Kamei de Rav Nachman, a Tanaic source was stated in the presence of Rav Nachman, Haroya Keri B'Yom HaKippurim, one who experiences an emission Avoinoisov mechulin lo. His sins are forgiven. A very unusual passage, but that's what it says over here. V'hotanya, but is there not another source that says avoinoisov sidurim? That his sins are lined up. The Gemara says, "My sidurin." When you say that his sins are lined up, sidurin limochel. They're set up for forgiveness, for atonement. Tana. Now we should point out. There's a the Rashi points out. First of all, v'lo b'miskaven. It wasn't the result of, let's say, impure thoughts. It happens that a man has a release without having pondered thoughts of immodesty, etc. So that's below miskaven. And Rashi goes on, avonos of mechulin simin tov huzeh. It's a good sign. The pasuk says, "Yira zera v'yarich yomim." Zera is literally seed. It's a reference to carry, the male release. And one who sees zera, yarich yomim, will have long life. We continue in the Gemara. Tana debe Rabbi Yishmael. Haroya Rabbi Yishmael, in the yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael, they teach the following source. Haroya keri biyom kippurim. One who experiences keri on Yom Kippur, Yidag Kol Hashana Kula. He should worry throughout the year. Rashi says, Yidag Kol Hashana Kula, Shema Lo Kiblu Taniso. The fear is that maybe from on high they didn't accept his fasting. V'his bi'uhu b'mashe bi'yodom las bi'oi. And they from heaven granted him satisfaction through that which they can offer satisfaction. This, by the way, is an expression that you find in the Mishnah and Maseches Sukkah for one who sits in a sukkah and it starts to rain, where the feeling is that on high they are expressing displeasure with the Jew trying to fulfill the mitzvah by chasing him out of the sukkah, so to speak, with the rainfall. So here it's like an eved. Here the Jew is fasting and he's trying to achieve atonement. So he's an eved hamozeg kosarabo. It's like a servant who's filling up a cup for his master. V'shafach lo kiton alponav, and he spills the cup on his face. Likewise, here someone's trying to fast, trying to observe abstinence, refraining from that which is satisfying, food, drink, that's fasting. And we know also intimacy with one's wife is prohibited. And lo and behold, he experiences a male semen release, giving him this sense of sova, of satisfaction. So the source says that one who experiences this on Yom Kippur, he has what to worry about. Maybe they're not accepting his fasting and they're trying to give him from on high. They can't, and on high it doesn't shove food in his mouth, but it shoves, it gives him this sense of satisfaction and a sign of not accepting his fasting, his not accepting his self-deprivation. Also Lashana, if however he lives through the year, this person who had the keri on Yom Kippur, he lives through the year, he is assured that he has a portion in the world to come. So that Rashi says, v'imosu l'shana shelo meis, he didn't die, muftach lo she meisim toivim yesh biyado, that he has positive acts, he's done mitzvahs, shehegenu alav, that protected him, uben olam habahu, and he has a portion in the world to come. The Gemara continues, Omar of Nachum Bar Yitzchok, Teda, let it be known that Shekol HaOlam Kulo Roev, the whole world is deprived. Rashi says deprived in the terms of Yom Kippur, deprived from intimacy, and Vehu Sovea, and he received his satisfaction, and in that area of intimacy and release, he did not experience deprivation. The Rashi says, "Teidat sharei kol olam ro'ev mitashmish." They're deprived from intimacy. V'usoveh, and he's satisfied. V'lo nis'ane bezos, and in this aspect of inuyim, of self-deprivation, he did not experience the deprivation. V'sheloi midaito hispiu, and it was not something that he had planned. It was not without his knowledge he received this satisfaction. V'afal pikein also lo shona, and even so, he lived through the year. Yesh ledas shitzadik gomur hu. And this, we dashed underline Rashi because we found this to be very interesting. The line before in Rashi, it said that his maisim toivim protected him. Here, Rashi is going even further and commenting on, of course, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok's point that he is a completely righteous individual. Let us turn back to the Gemara. Kiyosu Rav Dimi Omar, Mapish Chaye Sagi Umaski. Rashi says, Mapish Chaye, Ze Shiro Keri Vyomiki Purim, Sagi Umaski. Sagi Umaski indicates increase, we'll say, a lot. It says, Bebonim Uvne Bonim, Shekacha Simen. This is a sign that he'll have sons and grandchildren. Shekacha Simen, this is the Simen, the sign, not to be confused with the word semen, even though, in fact, the semen in this case is a simen. And it says, Yira Zera Yarech Yomim. If he experiences the male release, he will live a long life. And interesting here is that this Yira Zera has this double meaning. Yira Zera is the release, and also the idea of having bonim and b'nei bonim, as Rashi explained, it's seed, one's offspring. And with that, we have reached the end of Maseches Yuma. And our hope is, as the prayer says, Hadron Olech Yom HaKippur Mesliuk Olo Maseches Yuma, we hope to review Hadron B'li Neder, to review Perek Yom HaKippurim, as well as the entire Masechtas Slikola Maseches Yuma, and with this we end Maseches Yuma. Before we sign off, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.